Stephanie,
yes.
I'm cursing you slightly.
Why?
Because it was Midsommar, and I thought, oh, I should watch Midsommar, which you recommended and loved.
I love that movie.
And I must admit, I loved it too, but I just can't get it out of my head.
It'll stick with you for years.
Should you run towards it or run away? Well, run, don't walk, for the advice of the Cube Critics.
So jealous. I've been dying to see F9 for ages and I couldn't get to see the preview, and you are smiling in a way that just, I'm feeling irritated already. Tell me about it.
Okay, I saw F9, the Fast Saga. In case you don't know what this is, it's the ninth of the Fast and the Furious saga, the story of Dom Toretto, played by Vin Diesel, and his cast of, they're not just members of his crew, they're his family, man.
Family first.
They're winding down the series, apparently. They're going to be... They're apparently going to be wrapping it up. It's been going for 20 years now, and there's going to be a final couple films. And so Justin Lin was brought back, who directed Tokyo Drift and a couple of the others, and he's one of the better of the Fast and the Furious directors, because he knows that, yes, you need the spectacle, you need the crazy car chases and everything, but he's also really great at the character piece of these movies.
They're great characters.
It's not deep or anything, but it is about these weird connections and the emotional depth of these people who we've been seeing them for 20 years. And it was a ton of fun. And this one has a little bit of a backstory about Dom. His dad had died, and we knew this from the very first movie, that his dad had died in a car race. And we get a little bit more backstory on that, and we find out that, in fact, there's another Toretto sibling that we have not met before.
Oh, dear.
And they've got some bad blood in the family.
Of course.
Dom's brother's played by John Cena, and it is surprisingly effective emotional storytelling for an action picture. And I just had a great time. I loved this movie.
I'm dying to ask. Part of it was shot in Edinburgh, my hometown.
Yep.
Does it look good?
It looked great.
Good.
They go to Edinburgh, they're in jungles, they're in LA, they're in Germany. It makes you want to travel the world and...
And race cars.
And race cars. It was so much fun to be in a movie theater and see it on a huge screen. I was there with my kids and my friend Evan, who's a 14-year-old, sat down and he said, "This screen is huge." He hadn't been in a movie theater for over a year, and... F9, the Fast Saga, was a perfect way to get back into the theater. What did you see?
I have been watching and really enjoying Sweet Tooth on Netflix, which is this post-apocalyptic morality tale about how humanity goes forward after the sick, which is this horrible disease that not only wipes out millions and millions of people, it causes all babies to be born afterwards as hybrids. They're part animal, part human. It is the story of Gus, who is a young man who is part deer, who is living on the edge of Yellowstone National Park in this post-apocalyptic world. It is curiously affecting, wonderful character development, beautifully structured. There are twists and turns in this thing which are really worth seeing. Sweet Tooth on Netflix. It's a hit.
All right. I'm in.